don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into this terrific Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, buddy, how did the Labor Day traffic go at the two locations, both downtown and the new South location, over the weekend?
Man, this was interesting. I love having holidays and figuring out what we get as far as traffic-wise for our new location. We're on the opposite side of town that we have been for 7-8 years, so it was very interesting being down by the lake. Unfortunately, our state campground is closed right now in Otsego County, but overall, the weekend was pretty nice. I mean, you can't really complain about the weather that we had. Maybe a little chilly, but pretty good weather. Traffic was pretty nice all weekend. It seemed to die off Sunday afternoon, but I think that's just, we kind of get waves in Gaylord. You know, we're such a I-75 stop off, you know, before the bridge, 45 minutes or so before the bridge. So right. We get a lot of people that cross over the bridge and then come down to Gaylord and will have dinner on their way home, or vice versa, you know, Friday nights on the way up north or something like that. So
we really are
kind of a pit stop, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the reasons I asked is because I saw not only that your fantastic state park campground was shut down, it happened in Sheboygan because it was shut down as well. And I'm seeing this happen all over roadside parks that are normally open, where you know those ones where you can just pull over and they have like a few parking spaces and the outhouse is there, but they offer a couple of picnic tables out usually by a lake or something. Those were all closed. What the heck is going on with these state parks being shut down right now, especially the Labor Day, one of the biggest holidays of our season?
Yeah, I can't figure it out either. I'm not really sure why they didn't wait till after the holiday weekend. I know here with our state park, it's upgrading some of the campsites, and I think they're upgrading some of the wastewater treatment. But I do know that it is sort of a statewide thing where they've decided to shut down a lot of these parks and supposedly upgrade them like they are here in Otsego County. I don't know about that. What I do know is I think strategically it was a terrible mistake for a state that really heavily relies on, especially up north, tourism. You guys are going to close a park? I mean, it's been closed for a couple of weeks now, but to me, it just seems completely opposite these are people that make decisions that have no idea about the hospitality industry, let alone the outdoor recreation industry.
Amen to that, because even, I don't know if you've been down lately to Traverse City, but that big campground right across from the open beach area, that is shut down. They've had land movers come in. They've cleared trees. They're land balancing. And that crossover, you know, that overhead crosswalk, they're in the process of taking that down. They're going to pull that out because it violates the Disabilities Act with people in wheelchairs that want to, you know, get across and get their wheelchairs out on the beach. Good luck with that. But, I mean, the logic of sometimes of these people just absolutely amazes me. And like you said, it's all about management not understanding hospitality and especially resorts and what we need up here in northern Michigan. Hey, Ian, we're going to take a short break right now. I got some other text messages coming in for you. And so when we get back from the break, we'll get those questions to Ian. Thank you, and keep them coming. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two here on this Tuesday. Staying through the break is Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Got a text message for you, Ian. continuing to fight the good fight regarding these solar projects. Now it appears that there could be potentially another one that they're dealing with down in Roscommon County. Have you heard about that one?
I have, yes.
What the heck is going on in Roscommon now?
Yeah, it's hard to say. So in Roscommon County, I believe that is a DTE development. Okay. And if my memory serves correctly, it is on airport property down there, I believe.
Okay.
They have proposed a similar thing here in Otsego County on our airport property here as well in Otsego County. My understanding on the Roscommon project, I've got to keep them separate because we've got about six of them right now that we're loosely involved with in one way or another. We're filing in Sheboygan this week. We've been talking with Joe Moss and the Ottawa Impact folks down there in Ottawa County. They've got two. They got a battery facility and a industrial solar plant. This one in Roscommon County, my understanding is slightly different, but the DTE still has to apply for zoning, regardless if it's on the airport property or not. So that project down there is slightly different, but I've actually been talking about that. That was one of the second projects that I had heard about after the Otsego County project when we started our lawsuit against that project here. So right now we're talking about Otsego, Sheboygan County with Grant Township. Then we've got Roscommon. Then we've got, I believe there's a project in Presque Isle. There's also a project in the Thumb area. There is a project in, like I had mentioned, Ottawa County. There's two of them. And then yeah. There's another one, I want to say in Genesee or Macomb, one of those two counties down there that somebody has reached out about. And what's wild is they're all different. You know, all these cases are different. You know, I'm trying to find out, you know, do they have an old ordinance? Do they have a new ordinance? You know, is the Planning Commission in favor of it or are they against it? You know, it's all these, it's like a combination lock that we have to put all the tumblers together correctly in order to make the argument fit for the jurisdiction that it's in. It's not just kind of a plug and play, sort of like we were hoping. You know, we do it once here in Gaylord and then we can turn around and do it in Sheboygan and everywhere else. But right. It's turning out to be slightly more difficult than that. But again, I've said it almost every week on your show, this is what happens when the legislature writes and passes a terrible law.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, it's Public Act 233 is the one he's referring to. Now, point of clarification, I thought Presque Isle County's project, they had already, DTE had already moved in, cleared out whatever remaining trees the farmland had, actually had started bringing in earth-moving machines. I believe, isn't that project actively ongoing and in actually construction phase at this point?
Yeah, so my understanding on Presque Isle is they started that project before 233 was enacted. So it was passed by the legislature and signed by the governor in 2023, but did not take effect until 2024 in order to allow all the government units around Michigan, whether that's county planning commission or township planning commissions, to adopt this CREO, the Compatible Renewable Energy Ordinance. Many, many, many did not, and that's what we're seeing. But it's interesting to see how these things are playing out because so many people just don't know how this thing is going to play out and or should they deny them locally, should they pass them locally. I mean, that's, again, one thing I'm saying every week, whether you want these projects or not, pass them at the local level so then you can challenge them at the local level instead of having to go to the Court of Claims to stop something like the Michigan Public Service Commission.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things I think that is very interesting is Donald Trump and Washington is absolutely via executive orders and other things saying they're putting an end to these projects. They're not going to provide funding. I believe the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that he signed into law absolutely stops this money flowing through to these speculators, I call them, is basically what they are. They're coming in as developers, speculating to get this money from Washington, make their money, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on these projects, and then walk away. Well, with that money drying up from Washington, Ian, do you think some of these projects actually are going to die on the vine?
I would like to think so, yes. That has been the prevailing thought, is that, you know, with the EPA stuff that's coming out, and again, like you mentioned, some of the funding being cut off, I would like to think that that will be the case. A lot of these incentives hopefully are going to go away, that are turning local township boards against their own citizens, and that's what's happening in Hays Township here in Otsego County.
Yeah.
The residents don't want it, but the board, the township board wants it, the planning commission board wants it. So it really creates this consternation between people in your local area because, well, hey, what do we, you know, we've got $1 million per year if this thing puts out 100 megawatts or whatever they claim. You know, that's the other part. You say speculation because I love that term, because that's a lot of times what they do in these developments. They'll come in and they'll say, yeah, this project is guaranteed to put out X amount of megawatts per year. Your incentive is based on that output. And then what happens is you have a terrible summer, or you have a tornado come through, or you have an ice storm. And I'm saying this because these are all things that we've had in Otsego County. And all of a sudden, the output isn't matching what that nameplate said it was going to output. Then the leaseholders aren't getting the same amount of money they were promised. The township or county isn't getting the same amount of money that they were promised. So they're being sold a bill of goods. Within 5 years, these projects, 75% of them are sold to another developer. So, I mean, it's like a used car. It's like a lemon. You get a bad car, you want to sell it. You want to get rid of it as soon as you can. That's what happens with a lot of these developments.
Unbelievable. Well, and the other component to this, Palisades, the nuclear power plant, you heard it came back online, and it's generating, what is it, 800 megawatts, enough for, what was it, 400,000 houses or some ridiculous number. But that's nuclear. I mean, that's guaranteed power output. You know what you're getting when you do something like that. Again, with these wind turbines and the solar panels, God only knows exactly what's going to actually come out of these darn things.
Oh, it's ridiculous. There's a new study that just came out last week that said if you paint one blade of a wind turbine generator, it reduces bird collision deaths by 70%. Wait a minute. I thought there were no bird collisions and deaths with wind turbines. Like, it's just insane. It's absolutely insane. And here's the failure of leadership across all spectrums in this state. If anybody was serious about Michigan having the fourth worst energy grid and one of the highest times for outages, like lengths of outages, nobody is talking about nuclear power in this state. Look at France. France can put up a mini nuclear reactor in 3 years. It will take 15 to 20 years to do that same project in Michigan or anywhere in the United States because our regulations are so ridiculous. And people think nuclear power.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think those processes are going to change. I think Donald Trump and his new EPA director are getting all those permits processed a lot quicker. And I think we are going to be able to start seeing some nuclear if we just have a governor that's willing to push it to make it a real thing, an agenda item, versus what we currently have been dealing with under this governor.
Yeah, see, and to address your original question, you know, with the money drying up, are these projects going to go away? That is my hope, and I hope that these projects do completely go away, but let's say that they don't. And let's say, heaven forbid, that a Democrat gets into the White House in 4 years. What's to stop them from just refunding these projects again? That's why we want to take away the available power that Michigan Public Service Commission has. That's been our fight with the COVID nonsense and the health department, is the power still remains. They refuse to give up that power. So we're coming after that unelected power that they use. That's the same thing that the Michigan Public Service Commission is touting right now.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing that these numbers are not coming to fruition, and yet they're still wanting to, you know, send the funding, the dollars toward it. When you, like you said, I think there's been enough time for us to see the results of these projects and to, like you say, prove that they just don't produce what they say they're going to produce.
Yeah, at scale, utility scale, solar and wind, to me, is a complete joke. And I'll sit down with any adult that rationally thinks that by 2040, Michigan can be a completely clean energy state. I mean, that is just such a fallacy that I cannot believe that any logical thinking adult would believe could happen at any point in our history, let alone in the next, whatever, 25 years. It's just, it's absolutely absurd.
Yeah, it is crazy. Well, listen, I want to dedicate the last couple of minutes to what's going on now that we're, you know, back to school. It's post-Labor Day. What's going on at the Iron Pig, both downtown and the south location, as far as hours and your breakfasts and all the things you're doing over there?
Well, everything's pretty much staying the same, but since I'm chuckling because what I'm about to tell you is perfect timing for back to school, our 100-proof Iron Pig bourbon has finally arrived. So we are selling bottles of Iron Pig 100-proof bourbon. So perfect timing for school to be back in session and for our delicious bourbon to be available. You can get it in over the counter, over the bar, I should say, and or you can purchase a bottle at both locations. We've got a single barrel, which is going for $79 a bottle, and we have a small batch, which is going for $59 a bottle. And you can only get it at the restaurant. It's not available at retail yet. We are working towards that. But with regards to hours in the restaurants, they're staying the same. Breakfast is going to maintain 7 days a week, starting at 8 a.m. And Sunday brunch runs till 2 o'clock, Bloody Mary Bar. This is the time of season where we kind of start shifting into like soup and chili mode with the fall season coming up. A few small changes to the menu coming this week, but nothing real drastic. But, you know, it's that time of year where we start up our daily promos. You know, Mondays like a margarita, $5 margarita Monday, $2 off tacos on Tuesdays. What are we doing Wednesday? I mean, every day of the week, we've got something going on. The weekends, you know, Friday fish fry, Saturday prime rib. You know, Lions games are going to be starting here pretty soon. So we got game day specials with pizza and pitchers of beer. Happy hour, 3 to 6, 7 days a week. I always like to remind everybody, 7 days a week. We don't do this Monday through Friday nonsense. 7 days a week, 3 to 6, half off draft beers at both locations. Pitchers and two item pizzas for $20. We do a 10 taco platter and a pitcher of beer for $25. That's been one of our most popular things. I used to get 10 of our tacos, bring some friends, 10 tacos and a pitcher of beer for $25. You can't beat it.
Can't beat it. Definitely 2, 3, 4 people can handle that. No problem. Hey, one other thing, on the football games, I got a text message. Are you going to show the college games on Saturdays as well as the NFL on Sunday?
Absolutely, yes. That's the nice thing about having this pizza oven at our new location is we can do pizza game day specials. So Saturday, Sunday, so basically anytime Michigan, Michigan State, or the Lions are going to be playing, we'll have game day specials. Pizza and a pitcher of beer like that for $20, those kind of things, exactly what we're going to be doing.
Excellent. You can also check it out on their website, ironpigsmoke.com. All the information is there as well. So greatly appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Trucker Randy.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.